This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The National Forum is here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Troy is on vacation this week. Jay Kirshner is here with Jennifer, the two J's, as we work our way. There's always a way to look at what's going on, and then there's another way to look at what's going on and to think about it. So I say tally-ho to those of you who look at it the other way, whatever way the other way may be. Just look the other way.
And tally-ho to all of you.
Tally-ho. Yes, the clubhouse is open. Jennifer and Jay and Doug. So let's see what we can start with here. The President of the United States is going to host a quad summit. So does that mean that the leaders of all these countries are going to show their quads? Who's going to have the biggest and best quads?
Vladimir Putin, probably.
The strategy for competing with China is the focus when they meet Australia, India, Japan, and the U.S. Isn't there some big buildup of all kinds of armaments in the South China Sea? It seemed to me I saw that in the last couple of days. Did you see that, ladies? There's some kind nuclear.
China has a buildup of armaments. They're developing the South China Sea, and Gavin Newsom, my governor in California, helped fund that with California pension investments, which is really nice. And South Korea and North Korea, things are heating up there. They're all doing a parade of armaments so that everybody knows that everybody's weaponed
big
up.
Big and tough and strong, right.
And
That's why they need strong quads, because they're all building up their armaments. Yeah.
Right. And now the UK and the United States are gathering with Australia to show off their war submarines, their nuclear submarines that are not making China too happy. And so everything is just kind of spinning around. All while we have evidence that General Milley under President Trump spoke to China and said, hey, no problem, President Xi, I'll give you a heads up if Trump decides that he wants to attack you. And now the story is that the White House is keeping him because he is ready to go and blow the whistle on Biden, blackmailing that administration, because apparently, new report out today, the Biden administration was told by multiple military aides, the head of the Pentagon, DOD, Mark Milley, that he should keep 2,500 people in Afghanistan. It was far too unstable to withdraw in the way that he did, but he chose to ignore them, and he went his own way, and we saw what happened. It was a complete disaster. And so now the thought is, well, is Milley trying to blackmail Biden, saying, I'll go and blow the whistle on what you did in Afghanistan if you make this into a bigger deal about me calling China when Trump was president? So,
lovely.
Welcome to politics.
The fence has gone up around the Capitol again. I love the headline.
Speaking of politics.
Right. Yes, exactly. Law enforcement bracing for the September 18th, which is this Saturday, the protests. What are the protesters protesting? Anybody know?
They're protesting the fact that all of the people who were arrested for January 6th have just been rotting away in prison and haven't had their right to a trial yet, and that they're being vilified, that even people that weren't involved with going inside of the Capitol are being picked up in all of this. And so that's what they say. I don't know. Maybe I'll be all wrong. I just don't have a big inclination that this is going to be a big deal. But we'll see. Maybe it'll be maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe there's a reason for the fencing, but we'll see. At least they'll be ready this time. Part of the problem was that the Capitol Police were not ready. They turned down the help of the Trump administration offered them on January 6th.
The fate of Larry Elder. I don't know, maybe fate is a little strong.
I was going to say that sounds very very ominous.
Larry is a radio talk host, and I expect in a few days you'll hear him again on the radio. But is he, could he be, the leader of the Republican Party in California? Now, who heretofore has been considered the titular head of the California Republican Party? And could we see a President Elder someday? Listen, who knows?
Well, there hasn't. This is the thing. Like, I was when I saw these articles, he's a new head of the Republican Party in California. Like, Larry does not want that, I don't think. Because the party is a disaster in California. I don't know who even would be the head of the Republican Party right now. It's funny. It could be. But, again, like Larry Elder, we're too smart to get involved with all that nonsense. It's better to work on the outside where you have real power. But I don't know if he wants to be the head of the Republican Party. I think many people are interested to know if he wants to run for governor next time around. My inclination is that he have a much I think he's going to have a much better time running for president than he would for governor of California. And the reason I think that is because he showed himself to be a serious player. He raised a lot
very
of money.
Smart guy. Yep.
There's an article out in Axios that Mike Pence is trying to raise $18 million in a year for his 2024 campaign. Larry Elder raised $18 million in a month for his campaign as governor.
Really? I didn't know that.
That's a huge, huge undertaking. So I think that Larry has some prowess. And what's really frustrating is that they have not moved the vote totals in California because I think they want to paint this as a landslide. Now, it's not going to change the outcome of the election, most likely, but they still, in 24 hours, are at 70%. They have not added any votes to the count since 2 o'clock in the morning on election night.
Right.
And I think they don't want to do that because they don't want to show that this is tighter than originally thought and that Larry did get, as of last count, 2.3 million votes. So Secretary of State, they can do whatever they want.
So works for the governor. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought it was interesting. Caitlyn Jenner said to people who live in her state, your state, you voted for Newsom? Good for you. You get the kind of government you deserve.
That was one of the lesser stories from all of this, is sort of the petering out of Caitlyn Jenner. She got a lot of attention really early on, and people were wondering what she was going to do. She got less votes than Angeline in L.A. County and only got about 1% of the Republican vote in the state of California. So I think that was a big disappointment. And she's one of the only ones who, well, I think the only one who has already qualified for the ballot in 2022 against Newsom when he's up for election in the traditional sense. So I'm curious to know if she's going to continue engaging in that.
All right, ladies, I'd like your thought. Jennifer Warren, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, people listening, respond on our social media to the poll that suggests that democracy is under attack. Duh, you think you needed a poll for that? I didn't need a poll. Did you need a poll? Democracy is under attack. It's under attack by big business, by big government, by
stupid voting rules.
Yeah, all of that stuff. So, yes, America is under attack. Can we understand not necessarily why, although why is important. Why do you feel, maybe I should ask the two of you, looking at this, why do you think this is the case with both Republicans and Democrats? Why do you feel, Jay, or what are you, what's your reaction when you
even just
that
what you said with Republican and Democrats? It's such a two-sided thing where it's like, well, I'm a Dem, so I don't like Republicans anyway. Well, I'm a Republican, so I don't like Dems. And I don't understand why people, and I know this is probably what you guys call Pollyanna, but I don't understand why people can't just come together for the greater good of everyone. And also, why are there only two main political points of view? Why isn't
there should be more parties? Yes,
exactly.
Yay.
There are more parties. That's the thing. But with all of these debates, it only comes down to the two main ones.
Yeah, because they have all the power and influence.
I don't think it's Pollyanna at all. I think we have become so drawn into team sports that nobody wants to get anything done. And part of that is that it's a power grab. And truly, I think, unfortunately, the reason that we have a challenge to our democracy is that most people don't even know that we live in a republic. They don't know that we are a constitutional republic.
That's the elimination of civics from school. Thank you very much, bureaucrats in
Washington.
And I think
that's part of the bigger plot, you know, not teaching people how to make real change, instead causing frustration all of the time, marginalizing people.
The government is behind all of this.
Yeah, but we have to take responsibility for this, too. I think that's true. I think that there are outside forces that want to see the United States fall, and clearly China is at the top of that list. But we've done a lot of work in our own country, too, where we undermine democracy to just fit our needs. You know, people like the law when it works for them, and then they go, well, well, I'm not doing that when it doesn't work for them. And we've undermined law enforcement. We've undermined a lot of what used to keep law and order in our society. And it starts with young people in the schools. I mean, this has been a huge infiltration. Forget about Democrat or Republican. This is about being American. This is about our American way of life and our principles of freedom and liberty. And I think everybody is far too quick in just letting those things go.
Well,
and it may not seem like a big deal right now, but these things are slippery slopes.
Okay.
For sure.
Let me just, I'm going to counter and play devil's advocate here for a moment. Looking at what's going on in Philadelphia, yesterday it was announced the city will have to pay $2 million to a woman, a black woman, beaten by white police. And under the circumstances, the lady's name was Ricola Young. She was pulled from her vehicle and beaten by police. Her two-year-old son was in the back seat, whether or not he knew what was going on. But the trauma of this and the video, the visual of this is so bad. Anyway, so the city had, they didn't go to court, didn't contest it. Okay, yep, we were wrong, or I don't know. I don't think they admitted they were wrong.
I don't know if that helps either. I mean, I think we need a real investigation. What was the circumstances? Were these bad cops? Were they, you know, we only see the videos that are released, and yes, things look awful. And if they are awful, we need to make sure that we're making it right. But that's what's so great about our country, is that we can do this, and that we can't even hold law enforcement accountable. Do you think that they hold law enforcement accountable in China? I don't. I mean, and so for all the people who complain about how crappy America is and that it's racist, try living somewhere else.
But it can be better, Jennifer. I think that's
the point. Of course, but who says that it can't be?
And then here's another example. Here's another example of that. We have a minute or so here. The Texas school district that included masks as part of its dress code has been hit with a restraining order. The Paris Independent School District, about 4,000 or 5,000 students there around, it's a little northeast of Dallas, amended its dress code to include masks. And that didn't get too far. I don't know. The restraining order says you can't require that. The public sector, you can't require it. But how come then governors are requiring it? If the public sector can't require, is there somewhere?
Well, this is my argument about California and about the vaccine mandates and about the mask mandates. If someone had the wherewithal, and I'm sure there are those someones out there, to challenge this, I can't imagine that any of this would be found constitutional.
No, I agree with you on that. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's just, it's more, it's piling. What it is
but
piling
it's
on.
Who's going to take the chance to be the one who's going to go after it.
Right.
Because so much of that, you get torn down, and it's disheartening.
Past the hour. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Let's just take that out of your mouth.
At Ping's Pre-K, the growing enrollment is no play date.
The toilet is not a closet.
She needs more teachers certified in early childhood development.
Is it nap time yet? Lunch?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Past the hour, it's the DJV program, Who's Dating Whom? I was just having a conversation, a very, very introspective conversation with Jay, who's in charge of all of this stuff. Oh, she's culling, she finds the material. She's not responsible for who Harry Styles is dating, or Florence Pooh, is that how you pronounce her name, like Winnie the Pooh?
I think it's Pooh. It's Pooh. It's Pooh.
Spelled P-U-G-H. She was the sister in the new Scarlett Johansson movie. Okay. Anyway, there's enough of a tease there. Who's doing what to whom right after this?
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. Set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so let's get the scoop on this new movie Olivia Wilde is directing called Don't Worry, Darling. It has Florence Pugh in it. And so I asked you off the air whether she was dating Harry Styles, and you said, no, of course not. Harry Styles is dating Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde.
So how much older
is
she?
She's wild.
She's just wild about, well, how much older is she than Harry? He's just, what, a kid, right, 27, 28?
Wait, is he 27, 28? I thought he was like 31, 32.
Is he? Maybe I just remember that he was 27.
It's like those kids that forever say. Well, so Olivia Wilde is 37.
Yeah.
And Harry Styles is something.
Right, whatever.
My computer froze.
So, did he get into
the movie? Born in 94. What's that math?
94 till now? He's
so
37.
27?
No, 94 would be 37.
No, I'm 37.
No, that's right. No,
born
you're
in
right. 27. Yeah. 27. Yep.
Yeah, so 10-year age difference.
So, is he in the movie because she's directing it and she's dating him?
No, so that's how their relationship started.
Ah.
He replaced Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be in the film, and he was acting a fool and everything. He got fired, and then Harry Styles replaced him.
Got it.
Then their romance ignited.
Boom. All right, so that's that gossip. Here's a, this is for all those of you who are on Tinder, who are dating young or old. I don't know. Tinder's not for old-timers, though, right? It's just for kids, pretty much?
I know some people who are in their 30s and 40s on Tinder. It just depends on how you want to use it. A lot of people are using it just to meet people in general, to have relationships, to have relations.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Bungity 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 bung bung. So this a woman named Annie Wright has come under scrutiny because she drafted a 17-page relationship contract with some guy that she's only been dating for 2 weeks. Where in the world? What rock did she crawl out from under? What's her?
Right.
I
want to
know where she. What her problem? I mean, she's got to have had something in her history that brought her around to this. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So here's the situation. They met on Tinder last October. They had only been dating for 2 weeks, and his name's Michael Head. He's 23. Annie Wright's 21. Michael was like, "I like this. Let's be boyfriend girlfriend." And Annie just got out of a really toxic relationship, so she's like, "You know what? We have to discuss some things first." So she made up this huge 17-page contract. Michael was actually into it. They're going to be celebrating their 1-year anniversary. They're both pre-law students, so this contract seems like maybe it was more foreplay for them.
That's a great way of looking at it. 28 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Special Counsel John Durham, the federal prosecutor assigned during the Trump administration to investigate the origins of the now-proven lie, Russia collusion investigation. The case to a grand jury against cybersecurity attorney Michael Sussman for allegedly providing a false statement to the FBI that Democrats ran with for years must come as soon as possible as the statute of limitations runs out this weekend. An earthquake destroyed houses, killed some people, and injured dozens of others Thursday in southwest China's Sichuan province. Rescue work was underway following the magnitude 6.0 earthquake. It struck at 4:33 a.m. Sichuan time. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to support General Mark Milley, excusing his possible treason as acceptable in the context of this period and time in history. Milley is accused of undermining Trump with his own liberal ideology, following orders from Nancy Pelosi instead of the Commander-in-Chief. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Saturday Night Live alumni and stand-up comedian Jim Brewer has canceled shows in Michigan and New Jersey because the venues required all attendees to be vaccinated from COVID-19. Mr. Brewer on Fox News says he took it personal when Biden finger-wagged unvaccinated Americans.
When our leader put that out there and pointed the finger like we're the demons, I'm not vaccinated. I had COVID. You're not going to tell me about my body. I know my body. I know my morals. I know my faith. You don't come telling me and threaten me and everyone else as if we're the demons. I have two close friends right now, fully vaccinated, and they got COVID, and they're both sick. So this is not about safety, because if it was, you'd just like you said, and I said in my video, eat more fruit. Take care of your body. Go to the gym. I've been saying that forever. You would have thought I called people savages for doing that.
The chaos at the border continues. Dan Naraki explains.
Border Patrol agents on the southern border encountered more than 208,000 illegal migrants in the month of August, a slight drop from a 21-year high in July. But it was still the second straight month that more than 200,000 migrants were stopped by agents. Many were quickly returned to Mexico under Trump-era rules implemented to control the spread of COVID, but unaccompanied minors are not being turned away. Nearly 19,000 were taken into custody last month.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, we're coaxing you into another half hour of good conversation. I hope we don't have to do too much coaxing, Jay. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen, grabbing as many good things to talk about as I can find here. You're from Tennessee, or not from Tennessee, you're from Cleveland.
No, I live here now. Cleveland, born and raised. I bleed brown and orange.
Right, okay. So when you're not bleeding brown and orange, you're whatever the color for Tennessee is. What colors? Two-tone blue, really?
Two-tone blue. That's okay. The Titans. Yeah. Light blue and the dark blue.
All right. Tennessee now leads the nation in new cases per capita, average of more than 8,300 coronavirus infections a day. Because of the low vaccination rate, children, what do you see as the story behind the story here?
Yeah, no masks. People who are sick still going out and about, not wearing masks. FOMO is real. People do not want to miss out on anything. And this is Music City, so there's a lot of concerts going on now and again. And so people want to go to everything. You have even, like, the counties next to Davidson County where Nashville is. Nobody's doing the same thing. So even though one county may have certain mandates, the county right next to it doesn't. You have people working in different counties. Nashville
Why
is very
so much?
Transient.
So what's the disparity here? Why is it in your mind that there is such a it's kind of dysfunctional. It sounds like it's pretty
dysfunctional. It's very dysfunctional. No leadership. The leaders are those parents who would rather be friends with their kids than put discipline. So rather than stating things one way or another, it's kind of like, well, we suggest you do this, but don't be mad at us for suggesting this, but go ahead and do what you want to do. So then you just have the population fighting with each other. There was in the same study that showed how bad Tennessee is with new COVID cases. There was another one that said if Tennessee was its very own nation, we would be number two in the world because it's so bad.
Oh, wow.
Woo. It's horrible.
Here are some names in the news. Lisa Byington. Do you know who she is?
I do not.
Lisa is the first American woman. I don't know why the score of America, but anyway, she has been hired by the Milwaukee Bucks to be the first play-by-play announcer for a major American men's sports team. She's broken barriers before in terms of her, she's been a sports reporter for a long time, but this is the first time that I know of, anyway, that there's been a woman who's done play-by-play, TV broadcast, radio broadcast, it's better, you know, that sort of thing. So that's a cool thing. Basketball, right? That's what they are, basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. She's apparently done soccer games before. I think she was a network. She's worked for Fox Sports and the Big Ten networks. Has expertise because she was an athlete in college. She's done Big Ten football broadcasts. First female play-by-play announcer calling men's NCAA tournament games for CBS. And so there you go. I think that's kind of a cool thing. I like
that. Absolutely. There's a common misconception that women just aren't into sports, and it's not true. It hasn't been true for quite a long period of time now.
No, not at all. Yeah, good for her. Do you have to, as a woman, have been a good athlete in order to be a good sports broadcaster? I don't know. You look at some of the commentators.
No, I think you just need to know the game. You need to know the game, and you need to feel passionate about the game. Because not everybody, what is it, those who can't teach do, those who can't teach teach. So you have that concept as well.
Yeah. Not exactly positive. So here we have this Storm Nicholas. I want to stay with Tennessee for a second, but I wanted to also acknowledge this story about Lisa Byington. The storm that has been in Texas, this is Nicholas, made landfall in Texas a couple of days ago, kind of sticking there. It should be influencing your weather. It looks like flooding in Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, all the way over to Florida today and tomorrow. Just enormous amounts of rain. So how much rain are you getting there? You've gotten a lot of rain in the last couple of months like we have up here in the Northeast, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's been pretty rough. People forget, though, it actually rains a lot in the South. Even if it's not downpour all day every day, there's still that kind of fine misting. Yesterday, there was a couple sporadic showers, but I don't want to see any more flooding. That's very sad. But at the same time, my allergies, I'm like, rain as much as you want. Push that crap back down.
Can you handle all this flooding and all this water down there? Is Tennessee able, river-wise?
Certain areas. Right now we can. Waverly, probably still not so much. But Davidson County, Nashville, Williamson County, surrounding counties, we can handle a little bit more. The river's still doing okay.
All right, so I'm looking at a chart of how much rain we've had, and you're smack dab in the middle of the areas of the country, so am I, that have at least 4 to 5 inches more on average. I'm not talking about just this year, but over the past 30 years, excuse me, or since the beginning of the 21st century, how is the comparison to the 20th century? And that's where these numbers become stark when you look at the, excuse me for a second.
There was a really big flood way back in the day Nashville when the Cumberland River flooded, and it took out the big malls. It was underwater. The Grand Ole Opry House, the famous Grand Ole Opry House, was underwater, and they actually have a line. If you go do a tour of it ever, there is a line where they show how high the water got, and on some of the murals, you can still see the water damage.
So here's in this graph. From North Dakota down, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and to Texas, the amount of water that has occurred in these areas and everywhere east of that, with the exception of a couple of places in South Carolina, southern Georgia, and northern Florida, have been way above average. I'm talking for decades, higher than normal rain or higher than what was the case 100 years ago. Not saying normal, because we don't really know what normal is. Over the history of this planet, 4.5-5 billion years, who knows? We've only been keeping weather records for, 150 years? And so we don't really know. I mean, all the people that run around with climate change and global warming and all that stuff, I don't have a lot of... I buy into the fact that mankind has influenced the atmosphere. I don't think there's any question about that. But for all these people who say that the Earth has never been like this before, that's pure bunkum. The Earth has been through all kinds of changes, drastic changes, sometimes in as little as 180 to 200 years.
Isn't it constant warming periods, and then you go into
absolutely
a cooling period? It's
up
all
and down
it's
cold.
All a
yeah
cycle.
Right, exactly. So the ignorance that is a part of this, and I say that advisedly because I think I'm a fairly smart guy. I think I'm pretty aware. I've been analyzing things on the radio for decades, and I've seen this stuff come and go up and down. I've never seen such, it's almost like a religion, such passion. And it's great. I want to protect the Earth, too. I am the truest definition of a true conservative. I'm actually saving land from being developed and saving land from being wasted, things like that on the farm. And so I think I have a pretty good focus on what's real. And so I look at this rain, and I see that we have, it's a very kind of an obvious change here. We see things changing up in Oregon and Washington for this year. California's been dry in the L.A. Basin. Arizona's been dry, 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 dry. Portions of Colorado, the southwest corner of it, very dry. Idaho. All right. So here's something. I don't think you were with us on Monday when I had this conversation, but I think it bears repeating. On Bill Maher's program last Friday, there was a discussion about two things that I thought were compelling. Bill Maher is an egotistical ass, but he also is very smart, and he does have, just because he doesn't like the Republicans and he doesn't like concert, whatever it is, that doesn't mean that you discount everything the guy says, at least not in my world. I listen to everybody. I want to learn and grow listening to people of all stripes, all sizes, all shapes, all thought patterns. So one of the things he was talking about was the recall and how there ought not to have been a recall because that's what elections are for. And the way he presented it was really, you know, kind of, he was intelligent. What the Democrats risk now, and I probably should have this conversation with Jennifer and you, both being here, but what they risk now is the complete the bankruptcy of the Democratic Party and leadership, because Newsom's not going to change. He's such an he's another one of these egotistical asses who doesn't get it. He thinks now he's been vindicated and everybody loves him. Nothing could be further from the truth. The way they spun Larry Elder, and the way Larry became the perfect foil for them. So it never was about Gavin Newsom. It was all that Larry, they made it about Larry.
Mm-hmm.
So
You know, it's about the different sides. It's right. Recall. Well, if you make your choice and then stick with it until the next time you have to decide. Like you said, Doug, that's what elections are for. Enough with the recalls. Enough with the impeachments. If it's not actually necessary,
it becomes nonsensical.
Yeah, they don't have, they don't mean as much anymore because it's like, oh, we're gonna throw the impeachment card. Oh, we're gonna throw the recall card.
Yeah. All right. So one of the other ideas that Mark came up with, which I think is brilliant, and I've said this before, maybe that means I'm brilliant. There are pipelines, oil pipelines, gas pipelines, millions of miles of them all across the country. North, south, east, west. You find a place. You can't find a place. You can't put a dot on the map or a pin on the map and move 100 miles away from that pin in any direction and not find an oil pipeline or a gas pipeline. So what is there about the water situation? Why couldn't a pipe be stuck into the river that's down the road from your house, a pipe in the Ohio River, pipe in the Mississippi River, a pipe in the Great Lakes, a pipe, pipes all over the place, and pipe water to California? Why? Why isn't that being done? Number one. Number two, more than even piping it, is the desalinization process. If it wasn't for desalinization, Israel couldn't exist. All their water comes from the Mediterranean and is desalinated. So why can't they do that? If they allow the environmentalists, oh, we can't have those. Why? You got oil rigs off the coast of some of the most beautiful parts of California. They're all over the place in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
You go up the Pacific Coast Highway, you see dozens and dozens and dozens. So what is it about desalinization, or what is it about putting up with the baloney from these people? Pipe the water in. I mean, I'm a part-time Angelian. I don't want to run out of water. I want to be able to take a shower every day. I want to be able to drink. Come on.
And that's the thing. In our country, there should be no lack of water, and there should be no lack of access to clean water.
Nope. None. Zero. All right. Jay and Doug, it's 47 after the hour on the DJV show.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank, or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold is withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD, 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, let's get into some entertainment news, stories about movies and television, what's streaming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments, and so we have a refreshing look at yesteryear coming up in a moment, plus a trailer from a very highly touted movie to talk about right after this. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. Well, well, well. There it is, the theme from Miami Vice. Michael, what was the guy's name? Michael Mann. produced that Chucker, right?
Yes, exactly.
Kind of movies and stuff. He was described as a gritty producer and director because of Miami Vice, and it sort of opened the door for a lot of more gritty television, did it not?
I agree. Miami Vice premiered this day in TV history in 1984, and I would say when it premiered on NBC, it was what they call a game changer. It was definitely more ambitious. It was more aggressive, and it was pretty hip. It starred Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas. Interesting about Don Johnson, huh?
Whatever happened to Philip Michael Thomas? Never see him anymore. Where'd he go? Became a
I don't know.
You're a tax.
You know, it's interesting. If you ask 100 people who were the two stars of Miami Vice, a lot of people might say Don Johnson. A lot of people probably would not remember the name of Philip Michael Thomas. Having said that, he's pretty good on the show. But Don Johnson, who's now 71 years old, never really became a big, what they call big movie star, but he's acted in a lot of movies, 101 acting credits. I'm a big fan. He was great. And he also did a TV show called Nash Bridges from 96.
Yes, that was a good show.
To 2001, which I liked a lot. And I believe he's going to revive that character for a TV movie. Having said that, I just want to say, I just want to say one thing about network television. There was a time, especially here in 1984, network television had the ability to break new ground and pioneer different ideas in a good way. Now, network television, I don't want to say it's dead and buried, but the ambitious projects are not going to network TV.
Well,
it's just not.
But you look at what the anticipation is for all the new shows that start next week. There's lots of promotion, and there are a lot of people talking about the new shows or the return of their favorite shows, in my circle of friends anyway.
Really?
Lots of talk. Yeah, about CBS, NBC. Yep, yeah, a lot of it, a lot of talk. So
I don't know. If I was a producer and I had a really good concept, I'd probably go with one of the streamers.
I think the most popular now is HBO and HBO Max because...
Yeah, and also one of the problems still with network TV is it's commercial.
Well,
commercials.
So you pay.
Our program has 20 minutes of commercial.
That's how, not quite.
No,
true,
I get it.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. That's how they pay their bills. Okay.
I got one other bit of movie news. I want you to give me your thoughts. Warner Brothers has hired a screenwriter. They're going to do a remake of the 1992 Kevin Costner, Whitney Houston big hit film, The Bodyguard. Reimagine it. You like that idea? Yes or no? Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. Reimagine. What does that mean? Who's the?
I don't know. They're going to put a different. They're going to put a different spin on it. I don't. Maybe
Kevin
the bodyguard's
Costner's
the woman.
Too old to play that part now. He's too busy.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was a big hit. $400 million worldwide back in '92, with one of the most popular movie soundtracks, voiced by Whitney Houston of all time. Yeah, Whitney is awesome as a singer. Yep, good movie.
The West Side Story trailer has been dropped. You see it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, I like it. I like the first trailer, too. I'm looking forward to that movie very, very much. West Side Story is my all-time favorite musical. Spielberg has wanted to do this remake for a very long time, considered it a pet project. It comes out in December. Hopefully, it's really good.
Yep. The only recognizable star from the first one is Rita Moreno. All right, Chucker. We got it. You got the story. Thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow morning here on the DJV program. It's now 30.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.